In presidential election years, the state of New Hampshire always holds the first primary election in the country. This first-in-the-nation tradition began in 1916. This year, New Hampshire voters will go to the polls on February 9th. Voters in the Granite State, as New Hampshire is nicknamed, take their responsibility very seriously. For months, people have been gathering at local diners, schools, and town halls to meet candidates from both parties.
Well, New Hampshire's a small state, and it's unique to the fact that the candidates can operate in a small territory where they can meet people face on.
That's James Fadden, the owner of Fadden's General Store in North Woodstock, New Hampshire. Fadden is proud of the fact that he has met many presidential candidates over the years. John Kozel, a correspondent for the Union Leader, agrees that the state's voters have a unique advantage. New Hampshire voters have the opportunity, sometimes several, to see the candidates up close and ask them direct and often tough questions, he says. I think voters cherish that ability to vet the candidates. The presidential candidates do their best to appeal to New Hampshire voters. Campaigning the state offers the candidates their first chance to connect with voters and gain momentum. As New Hampshire Senator Jean Shaheen, a Democrat, says, winning the New Hampshire primary isn't easy, but if a candidate wins, it often demonstrates to the country that a person has what it takes to run in the general election. One of the great things about the New Hampshire primary is that it gives candidates with less money and less name recognition a chance. Voters in Iowa, a state that also gets a lot of attention, will hold caucuses on February 1st. In a primary election, voters cast secret ballots. In a caucus, voters gather at local meeting places to decide which candidates to support. The results of the primaries and caucuses around the country, which will continue through June, will help determine which Republican and Democratic candidates face off in the presidential election on November 8th. Shaheen believes that all Americans, not just those who can vote, should pay attention to the campaign. Young people are the future leaders of our nation, she says. The more young people get involved, the better it is for our democracy. For NHPR, I'm Caitlin Clark.